Hello, this is Dylan.
Hi, Dylan. It's Nadine. Was that enough time for you?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So I do want to just go over a couple of quick questions with you, okay?
Okay.
So you have the certificate of liability insurance, right? It looks like they're requiring a minimum $100,000 general liability. Is that what you carry or more?
Yeah, but everything's at home.
No, that's okay. As long as you have it. You don't need to provide that to me yet. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I just need to confirm. Only because when you're filling out the application, it'll ask you to upload it. Okay. It's one paper. Okay. It's not all of them. We give you the example. I'm going to also send you a tiny link so you can start getting your reviews. You need at least 5. Okay. So I'll send you a link. If you know 5 people that you've done work for, even if it's family, ask them to leave you a review. They don't have to comment. Put 5 stars. Okay?
Okay.
And then now they're going to run the background checks. So when you're filling out the application, it'll ask you for your social, right? They're only going back 7 years. They're not looking at misdemeanors, credits, or DUIs. They're looking for felonies. Okay?
Okay.
The other thing is when we know who's going to run the background check, it's either one of 2 companies, Pinkerton or Evident ID. Once we know who it is that's going to run the background check, we're going to let you know because you need to be on the lookout for either a text message or it's going to be an email. And one is going to tell you, I can't remember which one it is, but one of them will ask you, send us a front and back picture of your license or your state ID or your passport, because what they're doing is they're verifying that it's you that they're going to do the background check on. Now, the other one might ask you, put in your birth date, your name, because again, they're identifying it's you. But once we know who it is, we'll inform you so that way you're on the lookout, because you got to respond within 24 hours. It's like a real time response. So if you miss it, then we got to have them resend it again. Okay. Let me think what else. Okay. Once you get approved, remember, we're going to call you to inform you and to activate your leads within 3 days, unless, like I said, if you tell us otherwise, do it now or activate them next month. Call me next month to activate them. Okay. It's not just going to be automatic like that. Also, Google will let us know if you qualify for what they call, it's called max bidding. Okay. Now, what that means is you could choose to either pay double, triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the top, but that is based on whether Google approves you for that or not. Otherwise, your minimum monthly budget is a $348. It will never exceed that. Unless if you said, hey, 1 month you decided, hey, I want up to 20 leads, then the minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Okay. In other words, you're never going to pay more than $348 for your leads. Okay. Depending on what you receive the first month is going to determine what you're paying the following month. Okay. For the junk removal, what I wanted to ask you was this. Cause I want to make sure I notate if one of these does not apply to you. So you do general junk removal. Do you do appliance removal as well?
Yeah.
Or not so much. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Construction and waste removal, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What about donation pickups?
We do here and there. Most of the stuff usually isn't worth donating.
Okay. I was just going to say,
is,
right?
Yeah.
So do you want me to put no on the donation only because, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want you to get a lead for that and it ends up not being like it's someone's junk really and not a donation. You could always add it in later if you want. But if we don't put it, right, let's say someone called you for a donation pickup and you're like, I'm sorry, I don't do that, you're not going to get charged for the lead because it's unqualified, because it's not mentioned in your services. So I'll put no for now on the donation pickup for the Google guaranteed leads. But if you change your mind, you just let the technician know once you activate the leads. What about electronic waste or furniture removal?
Yep, we do that.
Okay, hazardous waste?
Nope.
Okay, no hazardous. What about house and garage cleanouts?
That we do do, yep.
Okay, perfect. You're the kind of person I need. Too bad you're not in my area. Really, I'm looking at my garage and I'm like, I want to purge. I just want to purge everything in my husband. I got to do it when he's not here. Cause he's like, wait a minute. And I'm like, why are you dumpster diving? Get out of there. You know? So no hazardous. Yeah. Drives me crazy. I got to do it when he's not home. And then yard waste removal. Yes.
Yeah, we do like brush and debris removal and brush hogging and stuff.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Awesome. And then now, the card on file, it'll only show me that it's a Visa, but I want to make sure this is the one that we're charging. It ends with 8083. It's the one we have on file. Double check, because I don't want to just charge the card.
Yeah, I have to look and see, because...
Yeah, because it matches the whole number. It won't show me all the digits. It only shows 8083 is what it ends with.
Yeah. You can try it. I remember one of them. I know it was a Visa. I had to get a new card number because somebody put a bunch of purchased a bunch of stuff with it.
Oh my god!
So we'll
that happened
it.
With
Run
me
that
with
through.
Amazon.
Not,
except I found out it was my husband.
Oh no!
I know. I almost called the bank. I'm going to try it. It'll tell me if it didn't pass. I almost called the bank and my cousin said, you know, maybe you should call Anthony and ask him if he was purchasing. Cause I had like three back-to-back charges, different prices. I'm like, what the heck? And he was like, oh yeah, I bought these three items. I said, individually, they didn't have a package deal. I was like, I almost called the bank and shut the card down. What's wrong with you? Okay. It went through. It went through.
Okay, perfect.
So let me do this. I'm going to email you, but you also received a text message, okay, with the application. So when you're filling out the application, right, there's a part that's going to ask you to list your face-to-face employees. And I'm going to tell you something. When you list an employee, it's because it's someone who's doing your bidding and collecting your money. I'm assuming you're the only one that does that. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I say this because if you list one of your employees and you're not 100% sure that they got a clean background, they will disqualify you if anything comes up on their background and they don't refund your money. So you're only going to mention you, right? When it's asking how many employees, you put zero. And then the next questions will say, what's your employee's information? Not applicable. And it'll tell you how to notate it on there. We want who's face to face and doing that bid and collecting the money. And that would be you. Okay. The business owner. Dylan, I'm going to also send you my contact information because if you're stuck on and you don't know how to answer something, please call me. I'm at the 877 number. You're just going to put my extension 623. There is a part that's going to ask you, what's your minimum monthly budget? I notated it in there. Now, when it comes to your service areas, you could be very specific. I mean, you could target as far as your insurance covers you. If you wanted to cover the whole state, which I don't recommend, you can. Okay. So, do you want me to put like what you're currently targeting now, or do you want to kind of expand that? Because I think we had you, if I'm not mistaken, I think you were covering, 30 miles, maybe? Let me go back to the notes.
Okay. I guess we could just stick with that for right now and then go from there.
Okay. What, you know what too, even on your application, you could put in there because it'll say what areas do you want to target. You could put counties that you want to target or you could put cities or zip codes, whatever you prefer. So I'm going to tell them to discuss that with you during client interview. Let me just put that here because there might be some other areas you might want to target now, you know. We'll discuss. Now, when do you think you might have that application filled out? Like how much time do you think you need? It's a pretty simple one too, by the way. It's nothing complicated. I promise you that.
Later tonight would be, I hope to get it done.
Okay, perfect. So your client interview, it takes about 30 minutes I do want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you, and it's just for them to kind of go over any further details. If you have any questions, what time works for you tomorrow?
And I'd imagine that's once it's approved, too, or is that just time?
No. Tomorrow, they'll go over, if we schedule it for tomorrow, they're going to go over just like kind of like the basic stuff, like you and I went over, and answer any more questions you might have and go over a few more details. Once you get approved, they have to call you to notify you, because they want to activate the lease in 3 days. But like I said, unless if you say otherwise, right? So for tomorrow to go over, or even if you want for Wednesday, I kind of prefer the first client interview happen when the application's already completed. Do you want me to schedule it for Wednesday better to give you a little bit more time?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay. What time on Wednesday works for you?
Let me take a look here.
Okay.
Around 11 o'clock would work.
11? Okay.
Yeah.
I think we do have an 11 o'clock available. Actually, we do. Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite for 11 o'clock. So we'll call you from the 877 number. Just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I will be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're going to proceed without me. Okay? So just an FYI. You did get my text as well?
To make sure you got my
number.
Yep, I got it.
Beautiful. So if you come across any questions, I'm actually here until 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I think you beat me by 3 hours, right? You're 3 hours ahead. So if you have any questions, please call me. I'll be more than happy to walk you through it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Well, I'm super excited for you. So then we will talk to you on Wednesday, 11 o'clock your time. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Dylan. Take care. Bye.
Bye.